Judge dismisses unvaccinated jurors in Elizabeth Holmes fraud trial. By Penny Starr on September 3, 2021. A judge dismissed 9 people from the jury pool in the Elizabeth Holmes fraud trial because they had not received a coronavirus vaccine. U.S. District Judge Edward Davila said that he made the decision to keep jurors and their families healthy, but critics say it might skew the jury. If you excuse those unvaccinated people, you no longer have a representative jury. Christina Marignakis, a jury consultant with litigation consulting company IMS, said in a Reuters report. Reuters reported the gender, age, and ethnicity of the 9 excused jurors is unknown. But vaccinated Americans are more likely to be older. Female, white, college-educated and Democratic. Reuters reported. Data compiled by the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 70% of white Americans have been vaccinated, compared to 65% of black Americans, 71% of females, compared to 63% of males, and 86% of Democrats, compared to 54% of Republicans. While both the prosecution and defense in the Holmes trial backed the decision to excuse unvaccinated jurors, the issue could be grounds for challenging a verdict in cases where the parties do not agree. Hadar Avaram, a professor at University of California Hastings College of the Law who specializes in civil rights, said that in general, the demographic disparities resulting from excusing unvaccinated jurors would not run afoul of the Constitution, since the rationale for excluding them was not discriminatory. But she said screening by vaccination status could lead to a jury that is unrepresentative of the general population in meaningful ways. Unvaccinated jurors are more likely to be politically conservative than liberal, she said. Any unusual restrictions on who is eligible to serve on the jury in a particular case could raise issues on appeal, said Casper Stoffel Mayer, an attorney with law firm Bartlett Beck, said in the Reuters report. The Hill reported on the fraud trial. Theranos, a now-defunct blood testing startup, raised a significant amount of money from investors in its heyday. But a 2015 investigation by the Wall Street Journal showed that there were limitations to the company's technology, which ultimately affected the viability of the business later on. Holmes is now facing multiple counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Her ex-boyfriend and former Theranos president, Ramesh Sunny-Bhawani, will have his own fraud trial. Court filings indicate that Holmes will likely testify during her trial, and they also indicate a possible defense strategy that alleges that Holmes suffered abuse against Bhawani, affecting her ability to make decisions. Davila was appointed by President Barack Obama. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.